Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, Aston Villa fans, and welcome to Aston Villa 1, Nottingham Forest 1 post-match show, one where I've no idea. I've no words anymore. I've no words to describe how how scared this team played tonight. In lots of ways, we were. If you're a team that mimics what your manager, your manager's mindset, we went out. Then Steven Gerrard must be terrified for his job. No, we're four games unbeaten. Once again, we absolutely have to bear that in mind. We're four games unbeaten, but that isn't buttering any parsnips, guys. It's not buttering any parsnips because the product in the field is just woeful. It's really poor, really poor. We were dug out. Okay, before I get into a lot of things in this, the synopsis of this game for me was Emmanuel Dennis scores a header and was easily the worst player in the whole entire field for the rest of the game. But that header comes from lack of concentration from Tyrone Mings, Matty Cash. Nobody knew who was to pick him up. He didn't even move. He just stayed there. Cross comes in. He heads it into the back of the net. Like, you know, that's gift stuff. That's gift wrapping a goal to Nottingham Forest, who couldn't get out of their own half prior to that. Couldn't get out of their own half. Couldn't get out of their way. All they wanted to do was attack down the left-hand side prior to that. Matty Cash had Brennan Johnson in his pocket all day long and was able to attack. And we were building something. We looked okay. We still couldn't get any cutting edge. First 15 minutes, we looked like we were coming there to get something from it. And then guess what? We pulled out the big Smith & Weston and blew a hole in our foot. That's what we did. We shot ourselves in the foot. I'm not 100% sure it was even a foul from Mings. You know, I think that's a big man, small man tackle. I think Mings is well entitled to stand his ground there. But look, they get given. I'm not saying that the referee did anybody dirty in that instance. So you see them given sometimes, you don't in other instances. I almost guarantee you if that's Virgil van Dijk, that's not a free. Beside the point, you still need to defend that. It was a tame free. It was actually a pretty useless free, to be honest with you. It was shoulder height when it came into the box. Somebody should be getting a head onto that. The reason we don't get a head onto it, because everybody is moving. They're just parts like the sea. And Dennis is just standing there and nobody has tracked any run because he didn't make a run. They were tracking runs that weren't even there. There was people pulling back towards the penalty spot. There was people going towards the front post. And Emmanuel Dennis didn't even run. And it's just really, really, really self-inflicted. Self-inflicted. Everything is self-inflicted for Aston Villa this season. It's so self-inflicted. And Paddy's after joining there, but I'm just going to kind of get this. I'll bring him on in a moment because I don't want to lose my train of thought. Because then we go up and then Ashley Young scores an absolute thunderbolt to his right foot. An absolute snapshot. A shot that no one expected him to take. I'm not even sure he expected it to go through the players that were there. It nestles perfectly in the bottom corner. Brilliant. We're one all. And straight away, we come back again then 4 minutes later. Ollie Watkins puts it in the back of the net, but he's offside. He should never have been offside for that goal. Never in a million years. Nor the person on the other side of him. I don't remember who it was. It was probably Buendia. I'm not 100% sure who it was. We should not be offside there. It's lack of detail. It's lack of judgment. It's lack of I don't know what it is. But it's like I can guarantee you €1 million Sergio Aguero is not offside in that instance there because he tracks his run properly. And he knows he doesn't need to force his way into that position because there's no defender behind him. Ollie Watkins could have taken all day to be in that position. That's fine. We're not blaming Ollie Watkins for tonight. We can blame him for that specific thing. The rest of the game was played in utter fear. A fear of being caught in the break. A fear of not being able to break down the team. We went back and forth across the field. We didn't go through the center at all. We cannot. This team is allergic to playing the ball through the center. It's allergic. And when it does, it has to move and pass it out, or we have to get an overlap from a fullback. And yeah, that's fine. But when we've had 20 passes in front of this Nottingham Forest midfield, and don't get me wrong, they were very difficult to break down. Fuller is a great he was very good tonight. He just stood in the way and he did things that he needed to do. Kayata is an old dog for a long road as well. He was able to do that. Ryan Yates was a scut tonight. All he did was throw himself to the floor and then was coming in with niggly tackles to everybody. He was just he was an antagonist tonight. It was what he was. And he got his face on TV quite a lot because of it. Jacob Ramsey took the bait once or twice with him as well. But the team, I thought, were terrified to try something because they were like, they knew that if we lost this game 2-1, there was going to be an absolute eruption. But like the thing here as well is drawing at 1-1 doesn't butter any parsnips, as I said, because the team still looks completely disjointed. Dan Bardell said it, I think, on Twitter, and he absolutely took the words right out of my mouth. Unless we have something like a bolt from the blue or an individual piece of magic or somebody taking a chance, we do not have any game plan in how to score goals. None whatsoever. Like, you're telling me the crossing the ball is still a viable option. You're telling me the crossing the ball is still a viable option. Well, I know you're not. But what I'm being told by the play on the field at the moment is Steven Gerrard seems to believe that if we cross the ball in enough times, we will get enough goals. It's not worked. It didn't work for Dean Smith. Hasn't worked for Steven Gerrard in the previous 25 games or whatever that he's managed so far. Why are we still continuing with this? Why can't we figure a way out to play it through in the middle? Why can't we pull players out of position? Why do we play it around in front of them? Like, it really annoys me. The Buendia really annoyed me tonight because I just looked at him and I went, well, this is why I won't start you. This is why I won't start you, because like, you're everywhere but the position you should be at times, because you're trying too hard to make things happen. Now, is that a plus point? Yes, it is. It probably shows that he wants to get into the team the next time. But like, I'm looking at him and I'm going, for a team that's so out of structure and attack as it is, That's making us even more out of structure at times. And then for Philippe Coutinho to hide out in the wings at times as well keeps us massively out of structure too. And I just don't know what to believe anymore when I look at that, because when the ball went to Watkins, he was either backing into his man, fell on his bum, or we couldn't get the ball down, we couldn't pass it around. Like, what are we not seeing here? What are we as fans not seeing that every other person that's connected with Steven Gerrard here is seeing up there? With this tactic, with this system, you can put whoever you want in this system. It ain't going to work. Do you know why it's not going to work? Because the players are terrified and they know they can't play it. I'm going to bring in Paddy because I'm getting a bit wound up, and I said I didn't want to get wound up because when I lose control in the podcast, I start giving it large and I start effing and blinding all over the place. I listen back to the podcast and I worry for about 2 or 3 days about what I said because I don't like going all two-footed in and stuff like that. And this club takes so much at times, and I don't want them to do that to me anymore. So I'm going to bring in Paddy, who I know can articulate in a way like only Paddy can. and I'm going to sit back and I'm going to stew and I'm going to be like a bald child in the corner and I'm going to have a face in me like thunder. Paddy, you're back.
When do you ever sit in the corner and be quiet?
I just can't. I don't know. Is the last 30 years of football that I've watched a lie with regards to what I've seen? Is even Saturday's football that I watched and what you've seen things that work? Is that all a mirage and a lie? Because that's not what we're being subjected to out in the field at times today. It's, oh yes, okay, we're not losing. It's four games without a loss. And that's always gets thrown back by people who don't watch Aston Villa time in, time out. We're watching performances like this since January 2021.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you've hit the nail on the head. People that are like, I put my phone away at one stage just before halftime because people are messaging me that know nothing about Aston Villa are going, what the hell is going on here? And you know what? I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed at how we played tonight. I'm embarrassed for whatever the coaching team is. Like, that game was lost on the training ground this week. It wasn't lost on the pitch today. They went out playing in fear of losing the game and never got going. Never got into it. It's bereft of any ideas. We had the embarrassing situation of conceding a goal and Gerrard having a set two with his set piece coach or whatever he is. I don't know what he does.
I'd love to have that job security. I'd love to have Austin McPhee's job security. The fact that I can come into work and basically and put out stuff like that week in, week out. First time when we had him at the start of last season, we scored one or two things from set pieces. Everybody was going, oh, Danny Murphy. And I gave it to Danny Murphy about that. Austin McPhee, literally, he's done. I don't know. I don't know, guys. There comes a time when you have to look at it and say, okay, Austin, maybe the time you're taking up in the training field, we can actually put the ball in the back of the net from open play, because we certainly aren't getting it from your way. We three direct free kicks today, hit them straight at the wall. But the big thing was,
didn't need me, Neil. You're just giving all the points that I was lining up to say.
Can I just say thank you very much to Rod Humble? I really appreciate that, Rod. Thank you. That's way too kind, thank you. And these players are better than that. We need Premier League level coaching. My last 11 minutes of just trying to pluck what's in my mind and put it out, that's exactly what I wanted to say. We need Premier League level coaching. We really do. And we're just not getting it. Thanks, Rod.
And look, the buck stops with the people making the decisions now. I'm sorry, but I said it last week that the time is up. And then I said, no, I'll give them till this week. We're playing Forest. We should turn them over fairly easy. That was despicable today. It was absolutely awful from start to finish, with the exception of the goal. What else was there to cheer about in there? Forest absolutely played us. And I don't mean played well. They played us. They went down. They slowed the game down. That Yates fella is an absolute shithouse. He's not even related to a footballer. All he's in there to do is cause fucking trouble. How that fella is the captain of a Premier League team is fucking beyond me, because he was
something like the fifth different captain they've had this season.
Useless. Absolutely useless, that fella. But he did the job. He wound everybody up. Douglas Luiz could still get a red card for that headbutt. You know, the fact that he put the head forward, he could still get it. We let them wind us up from the start. And we shouldn't have got involved. Too many players got involved. Ramsey got involved. Buendia got involved. It's just a lack of leadership from everybody. We've nothing.
100%. We've no leader.
And I can't believe I'm saying this. The only leader in the club is a player who's probably too old to be playing at that level. And that's Ashley Young. And look what he's done in the last three or four games. He's been absolutely unbelievable. But there's, other than him, I can't see any leaders. I'm looking at a coaching ticket that are sitting on their hands. I don't know what they're offering. I honestly don't know what they're offering. I don't know what Gerrard's offering. I definitely don't know what Austin McPhee is offering. Neil Critchley, we've never heard from him. We don't know what he does. We had a discussion today. Tom Culshaw's name came up. It was his birthday. We forgot he was there. All of these things, it's just a shit show around Gerrard for me, and I just don't know where we're going with it. I just can't, for the life of me, see a way out from where we are. If he goes out next week, I think Chelsea will spank us if we play like that next week. And it's not going to get any easier. You know, we've two games against Man United on the horizon. We've Brentford. It's just Newcastle. Like, why sit around now and wait for the World Cup? If there's someone out there that we can bring in and wants to do it, I see a few people saying, does Pochettino actually want to come? Would he have the fight for that battle? Probably not. Probably wouldn't have the fire in his belly for that. But look, we need something different. I don't know where it's going to come from. The book has to stop with Gerrard. He didn't sign enough players. He didn't sign enough quality for me. Now we're left with the same team as we had last year. So, I'm gone beyond the Paddy that came on last week and was just roaring with rage. I'm just completely deflated, disheartened, and most of all, embarrassed at that performance tonight.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
When you end the game with essentially four attacking players and all we can muster is a header from Cameron Archer that goes directly across the goals out the other side of the box, I'm nearly certain we didn't get a shot. And this is not me having a crack at Archer. But like, no. What I'm saying here...
John McGinn's like, the same thing.
John McGinn's... Don't talk to me about John McGinn's diving header. Oh my God. First of all, 10 minutes before that, he crosses the ball in with his left foot. And I swear to God, I could have farted the ball in better from across than that was. That was shocking. He had a stinker tonight, unfortunately. And I was praising him beforehand. His game against Leeds was pretty good. Thought he played. He was coming back to his old self again. Tonight did not work for John McGinn, unfortunately. But then again, I don't think it worked for a lot of players. I thought Douglas Luiz was pretty okay in the middle of the park, coming into the pivot role. But then again, it was an easy role for him to play because there was no pressure on him. Emmanuel Dennis wasn't putting pressure that much pressure on our back line at all. Ashley Young was very good. Matty Cash got up and down the lines all okay. I thought Ramsey there was times when there's a thing that's beginning to annoy me about Ramsey, and it's when he's trying to play that those 1-2 passes and those triangles in and around the box. And I just don't know, does he have the fleet of foot to get around those yet, or what's happening, or maybe, I just don't know. It's beginning to kind of annoy me. He does it quite a lot. And then sometimes when he's the wall in those triangles as well, he ends up giving away a freeze because he leans across his man. And I, you know, arguably for our goal, he could have given away a free. They're actually even talking about it as well. There's bits and pieces there, but I did. Yeah. And look, I suppose, yeah, you can look at it in two ways. The fact he got up and started pushing people twice, does that show passion? Does that show a lack of discipline? I don't know. Look, you can spit it whatever way you want. I don't really care about those incidents at all. But for me, it's so... Like, for me, it's going to come back to the front three. Like, how have we got a front three of Coutinho, Watkins and Buendia on the field today, and literally all we do is play show pony in front of their back four?
Offered nothing. Coutinho for five minutes went out after the half time with a flea in his ear and put it about and then just stopped again. As a result, was taken off. Watkins again offered nothing, offside all night. Very frustrating footballer to watch for me. Buendia just couldn't get up to the pace of the game. Be that he just hasn't had enough Premier League minutes in the legs, I don't know. And John McGinn, I watched John McGinn there walking off at the end. He looks like a beaten man. It needs to be freshened up. Look, a guy mentioned something to me today as a short-term option for about 18 months. Marcelo Bielsa. He'd whip them into shape.
Yeah, but Petty, like that. This is the thing. We don't have players to bomb forward. Like we don't have the players to play. So actually, do you know what? Only for the fact he was signed for Sevilla, Jorge Sampaoli would be the man. That's Bielsa's like love child. To bring in there. But no, look, and we won't talk about managers now because it's just frustrating and. We will talk about the one that we have and the fact that we're finding it so difficult to do the basics right, guys. Like, there was one stage there, and this isn't going to turn into a show that's just constantly battering and having a go at Ollie Watkins. But tonight was once again not another good performance from him. He didn't hold the ball up well. He fell in his
I was very harsh on him. I was very harsh on him last week. I'm not as harsh on him this week. I said it the minute I come on. This game was lost on the training ground this week.
Yeah.
The players did not go out in the right frame of mind for me. That's why we didn't win the game today. Not because Ollie Watkins was poor. He wasn't the only one that was poor. Like Ming's brain fart going into that challenge for the goal for the free kick. Stupid challenge. There was a number of them that we were goaded into.
If I was a ref, I probably wouldn't have given the free against Mings. I think Manuel Dennis tries to run through him, and I think, as I was saying beforehand, if that's Virgil van Dijk, if that's Harry Maguire, I don't think that's a free. I think it's just one of those ones you see it given. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But the free kick was woeful. You know, the free kick was shoulder height the whole way in nearly. And from my memory, that is. And we all just moved. Everyone expected him to run to the front post. And he just stood where he was. Bang. Hit him. Gone. Shot ourselves in the foot. Gone. And sorry, actually, just in case I'm offending anybody who has actually shot themselves in the foot before, I'm not offending you. And I do. So I feel sorry for your plight. Because, just in case we have anybody who has shot themselves in the foot. I don't know, lads.
All is not lost here. If the right decision was made, or we could turn this around, we have the players there to do it. I just don't know whether we have the guidance or the leaders to make these decisions, either on the pitch or off the pitch. I'm just baffled now. I really don't know where we're going. I can't see any. Bringing up shotguns again, but I don't think there's going to be a shotgun decision done anytime soon. I think he will get a chance until the World Cup at least, and you know that could be the best thing to happen to us because somebody might come in with a virtually a pre-season. Most of the players are still going to be there. Look, I don't want to be as negative as I am. I'm just beaten by it all at this stage. You know, there was so much promise at the start of the season. Everything looked good. The preseason was excellent. We were excellent in the preseason games. We went out and played against Bournemouth, and I think that has us scarred ever since. I think he's afraid of his life of another performance like Bournemouth. And Everton were shocking when we beat them. We played very well against Man City, but did we actually play well? It's probably a bit of a myth at this stage, I think. Maybe we got a bit lucky and got Man City on an off day. We're unbeaten in four games, which is one positive, but we're still, the difference is we win today, we're ninth, we're in the top half. We're not now, we're 2 places outside relegation. And unfortunately, that's the form that we're showing. So what are we, a point a game again? We're nine games.
9 points.
We're a quarter of the way through the season now, aren't we?
Yeah.
Just under, isn't it? Yeah. Anyway, there we go. So
Paddy, what do you think? And Patrick, I'm not having a go at you here. Just I think it's a good discussion point. What we're not seeing is that this group of players are not good enough. Too many championship level players. But for the fans, would be we've played this, but it's Gerrard's fault. We have good players, but it's Gerrard's fault. Cop on. I disagree. I disagree that the players are, that there's too many championship level players in this team. And you know why I disagree? Because a lot of them are international standard. And a lot of them have played in the Premier League for other teams before. And, you know, I think that if we were to put the majority, if we were to put every single one of our players up for sale in the morning, I think the majority of them, actually, I'd probably think every single one of them goes to a Premier League team. And it is Gerrard's fault. I think a lot of it is Gerrard's fault because we've shown zero creativity. And that does come from coaching, I'm afraid. That's just my view on it anyway. Paddy, what just on the whole point of championship level players that we have on our team, I think that's why some of the fans are so annoyed is because
everyone knows
we're getting to other Premier League squads. Good Premier League squads, I think.
I'm not disagreeing with you or Patrick, but when you go through it, Konsa, Mings, Cash, McGinn, Watkins,
Louise, all came up from the
Championship. I'm saying they were playing at Championship level before they came into the Premier League. So there's a lot of championship players in there. You know, he's not far off the mark there, Patrick. And you know, my biggest bugbear is that we didn't push the boat out and buy more players. We've invested so much in Coutinho and now we're hamstrung with his wages and what it's going to cost us for the next number of years.
And like there's no getting away from it. Coutinho and Gerrard are going to be forever tied at the hip. It's going to be his legacy. Like his legacy could have been Coutinho who shot us to European football. But now it's Coutinho, as you mentioned, that's on X hundred grand a week that we're not going to see back. And we're not seeing a return on the investment for him. We're just not. And it's not like you could, like a lot of people can blame Johan Lange and stuff like that for their signings, and rightly so. That's his job. His job is to scout players and to purchase them. I think we've got some very good players in this team. We really do.
The potential is there. I've said that since we came on. That's what's annoying me the most. There is enough quality there, but Patrick is right. There's a lot of championship players there that have come up, but they've proved their worth. They've proved they're good enough to be in that team. It's just whatever mindset they're in at the moment is the wrong mindset, and somebody needs to sort it out fast because there's a defeatist attitude, there's a defensive attitude, there's nothing going forward, there's no options, there's nothing changing. He's reluctantly changing things, and I just can't see where he's going with it. I have honestly no idea what his end game is. Like, he can't sit around and wait for Kamara and, like, even Diego Carlos isn't a huge loss because Konsa's done okay the last few weeks. But we miss Kamara and his influence in that midfield, definitely. I'd love to be watching him in there.
And he's watching him in there, but we're not scoring goals. But Kamara isn't going to score goals for us.
We're not scoring goals in that system. That system is made for a big striker. We said it earlier. He never bought it.
It's made for a focal point striker, which we certainly don't have. We don't have it anywhere in this club. And I know I worked myself up into a ladder again we just don't have it. We don't have it there, and we won't be able to play. Like 4-3-3, at what stage do we just turn around and say, 4-3-3 doesn't work? It's not working for this group of players. Let's find a new formation. But no, we're playing, first of all, they were inverted wingers. Now they're actual wingers, and still we're getting no penetration. We have to go wide. Like, genuinely, it's like I could go full on Vincent van Gogh sometimes watching this game and just fucking cut off my ear in frustration for some strange, like going wide and crossing the ball in. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills when I'm watching it. It is just, I feel like I'm in a psychedelic dream watching it. What do we think we are? Who do our players think we are? What do they think? What do they see that we don't see? I can't get it. I can't get my head around this.
We're probably losing people because Gerrard's talking, but I'm just glad I'm not listening to him tonight. I can't get my head around whatever tribe he's going to throw up. So as far as I'm concerned, you can listen to him all you like because I had enough of him after last week.
Can I say something? Emi Martin has plucked one out of the sky tonight from that shot from
Coyote.
Yeah. Coyote can get a shot on target. Why can't our midfielders get a shot on target?
because they go with their heads instead of their feet when they should have went with their feet.
Yeah. we get so many shots blocked as well, you know, don't we? We get so many. Like, I'd say McGinn had 3 shots blocked. I'd say Coutinho had shots blocked. We had 3 free kicks shot blocked. Watkins, I didn't get a shot blocked, you know. And yeah, okay, I'm okay for a fella to just swing a leg at it and see what happens. But I'd say I would, AVFC Stato, if you're watching, can you please try and find to see if we have the most blocked shots of in the Premier League this season? Because it just seems that we never have. Yeah, and we never even get the shots to trouble the goalkeeper, you know, from time to time. So, yeah, look, today was a frustrating one, as have been pretty much every game this season has been frustrating. You know, whether we've been 2-0 up against Everton and then conceding own goal at the back post straight away after scoring the second goal, whether it's been the absolute capitulation against Crystal Palace when we should have gone there and we should have been more resolute, whether it's been Bournemouth, bless yourselves, whatever denomination you are, you know, let's get that one out of our mind, because certainly the club hasn't gotten it out of our mind yet. Like, realistically, the only game that we could have come away and maybe kind of browbeat and beat our chests about was maybe the Man City game. But, like, you know, we won against Southampton. It was ugly. It was really ugly. We drew against Leeds, a game that we should have come away with 3 points, 10 men up for most of the second half, zero creativity from a front line that's worth the bones of 100 million. And I know that mightn't be an awful lot in 2022, but then you go up against Forest again, front line worth the bones of 100 million. You know, we should be, this is not denigrating Forest. They're really well drilled tonight. But like the thing that Forest showed tonight that we have never really shown is.
Isn't that what you wanted, Neil?
Yeah, and nothing interview from, yeah, actually I did. In fairness, I did want that. I did want that. About time. As long as he didn't offend anyone in the interview, I think I'm okay. We've no Ryan Yates. What I'm getting at here on our teams, when we go against teams whereby we've no right to get something out of it, and I'm not saying Forrest has no right to get something out of this today. We weren't good enough to win this game. We've no Ryan Yates who can go in there and slow down play and shit house and wind people up and everything like that. We've no player who can do that. We've none, because even at that level, we're just that small bit leaderless. End of. Anyway.
That's exactly it.
Anyway, guys, I think we're going to leave it there at that. I think the Villa View is starting in 3 minutes' time, so I don't want to cross over there on that. I'm sure that they will maybe have a more nuanced view of this. Thank you so much to everybody who watched. If you could give this a quick thumbs up before you leave, if you could subscribe, if you're not already a subscriber to the channel, we'd really, really appreciate it. Better days will be coming for Aston Villa Football Club. They just have to at some stage, but I'm beginning to get a small bit sick of waiting. We've been told wait when we got promoted, because, you know, this is a holding pattern. We've been told wait then for second season syndrome. We were told wait in January transfer windows, because now isn't the time to purchase. And then Steven Gerrard is brought in. We were told waiting to give him an off season. I'm beginning to get a bit frustrated of waiting for things to happen here. And I think that's probably where the fan base is at the moment.
Exactly.
And answers on a postcard, and let us know if you guys are the same in the comments below. But I think the word that the phrase I'm going to end this with is, I'm beginning to get a small bit frustrated with being told to wait for something to click in, or that something else needs to happen, or that, when this happens, we'll be okay. I'm beginning to lose faith in that, and I'm not beginning to believe it as much anymore. And that's where things for me begin to get a bit ropey. So, listen, 4 games unbeaten. Let's take that as a positive, but things need to get better, and they need to get better quick with the games that we have on the horizon. Thanks very much to you, Paddy, as always. Thanks to everybody who's watching. Really appreciate it. Villa versus Chelsea this coming Sunday. Super Sunday, 1 o'clock kickoff. We'll be back with a preview show. We will be here with a team sheet tantrum on Sunday, and we won't be back with a post-game show until much later in the afternoon. Because I will be away for most of Sunday. So thanks very much, everybody, for sticking with us. Let's hope that stuff improves really, really quickly. And all that's left to say is up the Villa.
Up the Villa.
Sports Social Podcast Network. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.